Surah to make an apotropos watch it. Rav Amar, Rav says, no. Me go do mukim apotropos ladanko. Since you let one sick to this property be watched by the apotropos, a special guardian, that doesn't the point. If so, the other sixth that we have a doubt who it really belongs to also, mukvina napi apotropos lidach danko, should also put in the guardian over the other sixth. Because any property that we have a suffix who it belongs to, we make this show, we make it, give it to an apotropos. And what's another mice now? Mori bar Isik, Austin, he was a rich, strong person, Mori bar Isik, and his father died, so he made Yerusha, took over his father's property. But Austin lay Acha me Bechazoi, his brother that he never saw yet came from Bechazoi, that was the city that his father left him and got remarried there, and this kid now says that I'm the brother, like your father remarried, and I'm the son from your father. Kids, I'm your brother. So Austin lay Acha me Bechazoi, your brother from Mori bar Isik came to him. Omele said to him, listen, publicly, I deserve here for the property. Our father just died, so you took all the Yerusha. You know, I'm also a brother. I deserve to get here. Omele, so Mori bar Isik answered back and said, Lo yadanu lecha, I don't know who you are. I never saw you before. So they had a shaila. Do I have to believe him or not? So Osla came with Rechizda, one in front of Rechizda. Omele, so Rechizda said, Shafi kom lecha. The Chur of Mori bar Isik is saying good, that he has a right to say, I don't recognize you, I don't know who you are. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'yaki Yosef Asochi, V'heim lo yikiru. Yosef recognized them, they did not recognize him. Malamra, come teach us, Yosef lechazim azokin. They left him before Yosef had a beard. O Bobach, Zim azokin, now Yosef had a beard. You see, it's possible that a brother does not recognize another brother. So we don't know what to do now. It's a good doubt, is this guy a brother or not? O Malay, so Chizda said, Zil Aisi Sadi Diachvat. Rav Chizda told his brother, listen, go bring Eidna from Bechuzoi, from the city where you are, he came from, that you're really the son of his father. Bring proof that you're the brother. Omalei, so the brother said, Isli Sadi, really I have Eidna that could come and say that I'm the brother. But the Chilim Minei, they'll be afraid to say they're Eidna because they're afraid of Mori bar Isik. The Gavri Alimu is a very strong person, people are afraid of him. They'll be afraid to say against him. Right? Omalei, the Didi, Alimu, Omalei, the Didi, Zil Ant, so now, Rav Chizda told he himself, Rav Chizda told Mori bar Isik, Zilant, I see Sadid Lav Achlu. You know what? You yourself now, you go find Eidim that is not the brother. Omalei, so Mori bar Isik said, Dina Hochi, is this the Locha? Why do I have to bring proof? The Chor of the Klaus should be, Hamaitzer Mechaber Olav Araya. Listen, I'm for sure a son. For sure the property belongs to me. He's a doubt whether he's a brother or not. So he should have to bring the proof, not me. What are you telling me to bring Eidim for? Omelet of Chizda said, really you're right, but Hochi Dandina Lecho or Lecho Lima the Chavrucha. This is the Psak Lecho, the way we have to act, anybody that's strong like you. In other words, really you're right, we should tell the brother to bring Eidim. But the brother has a good taina that he says he has Eidus, but they're afraid to come and say against you. So since you're scaring away the Eidim, in such a Lecho, Bezdin tells you, the strong person, to bring Eidim. Omelet, so Mori bar Isik said back, listen, listen, if I bring Eidim Marshech, if you're afraid that they're afraid of me, say any Eidim I bring, again, they're not going to say that he's the brother. For sure, they'll say like me, he's not the brother. What are you telling me to bring Eidim? That's not going to be a proof. Like, once you're afraid, the Eidim are going to lie, so again, they're going to lie. Omalei said back, no, that we're not afraid about. Tarti lo yavdi. Two things wrong the Eidim won't do. If the brother has to bring a proof that he's really the brother, so Eidim will be afraid to say anything. They'll just keep quiet. They won't say anything. But now we're telling you, Mori bar Isik, you have to bring Eidim that he's not the brother. So what are you telling me now? That Eidim, even though they know he really is the brother, they're afraid of me, and they'll come and they'll say a lie to Bezdin that he's not my brother. That much they won't do. Eidim won't do two things wrong. Like, it's enough to just be quiet. But to come and say Eidim that he's not the brother, and really is the brother, that Eidim won't say sheker. So the kids, the psak was that Mori bar Isik, you have to go bring Eidim. So what happened was, L'soif osi sadi diachvu. At the end, that's what happened. Itaka brought Eidim, and the Eidim told Bezdin that we know this is really a brother. So the kids, the brother now has the right to get here for the property. Omalei, but the brother was smart. And the brother said now, Lif lagli nami mi pardisi ubustini, tishosol. Listen, all the property that you planted in, all the orchards that you worked on, I want to get here for that also. Even though you worked and you planted there, so what? Lamaisa, now it's on my property. I want to get here for that also. Omalei, so the Chizda said, Shafa kom lecha. The brother is saying good. Tetznam, we learned like this. We learned the Gemara Babasa, it says, Haniach bonim gudelim ktanim. When the father died, and he left over all the kids and younger ones, v'shpich gudelim, and the oldest sons work on the property plant there, make the property valuable, later when they go to divide up the property, they divide it in half. That the ktanim taka get half for the good property. So you see clearly, even though one brother spent all the money to plant there, the other brother still gets half. So this brother now had a good time with the marbarisik, I want half of the property of the prophet also. The chaynama rabbi shvichli emtzer rabbos is like this, that the half goes halfway, the shvach goes halfway. Omalei abaya, baisa batzke of chizda, me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom gidolim gabi katanim yodi. Over there we're talking about when the father died, so we know exactly there are two brothers here. One's older, one's younger. So when the other brother went down and worked on the property, he knows right now that what he's doing is working really on his brother's property also. And v'komachli, he's Michael, he says, listen, he's my brother. I'm working now, gesundheit, lady, you'll take also. There it's good. But hoch here by Mori Bar Isik, when he went down to plant on his property, he did not know the other brother at all. Hoch mi yoda de lechel. Did Mori Bar Isik know that there's another brother there to say that when he went to plant, he was Michael for the other brother? Avada not. What he planted, he wants for himself, that's all. Gemara says, Igal Gemilsa came out, they asked the child over and over again, they came in front of Rabami. Omalu, and he said back on this Rabami, Kedarlo Mezuomer was even said greater than this. In other words, Abaye was right, that Avada Mar Barisa does not have to give him all the profit, because we don't even greater than this. That Shomim Lehen Chorus, that even has the right to get like an Oris. Shomim Lehen Chorus he had before was, where Korib goes down the Nichse Shavui, that with whatever he worked there in the field, he gets part of it. He gets like an oris. If so, hashto di day lo yavinin lei that ahadrua that you want to say how could that be? He doesn't get his own. So Rashi says gedel mizu godol hayer with the nichse shavui a korov that goes down nichse shavui shem yovu yabaylim yitlo shalhem. When the owner comes back, the owner takes his own. Still, it's brought down to the owner when he takes his own armu shamlam korov that the owner has to give back the profit, part of the profit to the person that worked there. So here the person put all the profit in for himself. Isn't it for sure a svara that like Mari Bar Isik, what he planted in his brother's property, he should at least get like an aris? Nadach when you go down to the Korah's field, that the field belongs to the Korah. Still, whatever you put in there, you get like an aris. Here, when Mari Bar Isik planted in the field, he thought he was planting in his own field. For sure he should at least get chorus. How could you say of chizdom that the brother has the right to say, I want the prophet that's in my fields? Yeah. Samara says, Ahadrua ho lekaim mid Rav Chizda. They brought it back in front of Rav Chizda. Omalur, Rav Chizda said, Mi dami, no, there's a big difference. Hosem brishus nochis. Hocho la brishus nochis. Over there before by a korif that goes down the nichtei shavuim, that was al-pip sak bezdin. That's the locha. If the korov got captured by the goyim, so the bezdin says now a korov is allowed to go down and work on the field. So since bezdin gave you rishus to go down there, we say once you work in rishus, that's why you get korus. But over here, Mori Bar Isik did not go down rishus. The Rashi says kishiyor is there when Mori Bar Isik went to use the fields. Lo nimlach the bezdin. He didn't ask bezdin the shaila. There was no shaila asked here at the time when he went down. He thought those things belonged to him, so he did not go down rishus bezdin. Therefore, it's a swarim, that's what Chizda said, that what you're working in your brother's field, the whole thing goes to your brother's field, the whole thing goes to your brother. The Yoid, Kotinhu. Also, this other brother was a Kotin. And if so, the klal is, V'yein maridin korel nichta Kotin. You're not allowed to let a korel go down on nichta Kotin. So anyway, Mori Bar Isik had no right to work on the property of this Kotin. So since he had no right to work on it, you can't receive any profit there. Gemara says, "Ahadru l'kaim with Ravami." They brought the shaila back to Ravami. Omalu, he said, "Listen, loisayim l'kaim with the kotenu. You did not tell me this before that your brother was a kotin. If that's the case, that your brother was a kotin, so then Mori Bar Isik now he has no right to go down l'nichse kotin. A korov is not allowed to go down l'nichse kotin. If so, you have no right to go down and work there. So since you're working shalei brishus, here's how can we say whatever anything you work." Saved by him, you have no right to get back even curse. Therefore, Taka Mori Bar Isik lost out that the property goes, half of it goes back to his brother, and his brother Taka has the right to keep anything that's in it. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafkid peiris eitachaveroi. If somebody is mafkid, puts his peiris by his friend to watch. I tell somebody to watch a bunch of peiris for me. Hareze yoytzeloi ches roinos. When you go to return it now, let's say he gave you a pound of apples or a basket full of apples. When you return it, you don't have to return the complete basket. You have a right to take off what's normally eaten up or lost by the mice. Yoytzeloi ches roinos. How much is usually lost? Lechitim ul'oris. If you're watching, let's say, wheat, or you're watching rice, tisha chatzoi kav in the kura. If you're watching a kura of it, so 9/10 of a kav is what's usually eaten up by the mice, so that much you don't have to return. We'll see exactly the case in the Gemara. Lis'orim ul'odoichim. Let's say you're watching barley or milk, tisha kav in the kura. Then usually gets eaten up, or gets destroyed, 9 kavin out of the kura. So therefore, when you return it, you have a right to return less 9 kavin. Lekusmin, let's say you're watching spelt, or lezerapishin, or else somebody gave you a whole bunch of seeds of flax to watch, so then shalai soyin lekur. How much is normally eaten up room? 3 soyin out of the kur. So the Mishnah says, ha'kir lufi amida, this measurement in every single kur that you have to watch, you deduct this much. It depends upon how much you have to watch that we deduct. Every single kur that you have to watch, you have right to take off this much when you return it. Fiakol lufi asman means every single year, we do this over and over again. On this, Omer Reb Yechon and Benuri, v'chima'ich v'slon li'akborim. No! What difference does it make to the mice? V'aloi oichlois bein meharba bein mekima. Like, how much could the mice eat already? Let's say you gave the guy 100 kurs to watch. So the mice comes and eat, he only eats from the first kur. More than that, he's filled up already. So you only have a right to deduct from the first kur that you're watching. But after the first kur, if he gave you 10 already, from the next 9 kur, the mice don't eat anymore, they're filled already. So from the second one already, don't deduct. You only deduct from the first kur that you're watching. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita. You only have a right when you return the peiros back to the owner, you only have a right to deduct what the mice eat from one kur. But more than that, we say for sure the mice did not eat, then you have to return the complete kur of what he gave you. Rabbi Yehuda Mevudi says, Im hoysa midim ruba. If there was it was a big midah, if he gave you a lot to watch, and in moitzlei chesroinus, then you do not deduct anything. Mifneisha moisiros, because since he gave you a lot, it's going to add up. It's going to become more later. It's going to be moiser. It's going to be worth more later. Therefore, you don't deduct anything right now.
Yeah.
Gemara says here, oiris from the Gemara, oiris rice. Is it true what you say in this year only 9 halves of a calf? Tuvachaser. It should be the mice eat up a lot of rice. So Gemara says, no, Omer Rabba Vavachon Rabbi Yechanan, the iris kol of shoni. Hamishah is talking about where it's already a shell. Why says the mice eat up the shell a lot? But here that he gave you a kur of shelled rice, for this they don't eat up that much. So therefore, how much do the mice eat up? Only 9 halves of the calf. So therefore, that's how much you take off. Then the Mishnah says, Lakusman, if a person gave you to watch spelt, or the zarapishna, or the seeds of flax, gimel soin the kur. If he gave you a whole kur to watch, when you go to return it, you have a right to deduct 3 soy. We'll soon see what the case is. Who the kasher is, what do you mean, how much did he deduct? Whatever he gave you, return. Whatever happened to it, it happened. Just return that. We'll soon see what the case is. Omer Reb Yechid, Omer Reb Chia, Zera Pishtin, V'Givoylem Shono. Talking about the seeds of Pishtin when it's still with the shift. It's still in the shift. That's when you have to take off this much. And Tanya Nam Yach, we learn like this also. Lekusman of Zera Pishtin, V'Givoylem, when it's still in its shell, in its shift. Uliyoris, and when you have rice, Shein the Kolom. That's not shelled, shloisha soil lakur. Then you have to take off 3 saws for kur. That we learned before, only 9 halves of a calf, that's when it shelled the rice. But here, if the rice is not shelled, then they eat up much more, then you have to take off 3 soyim per kur. Now it says, akur lufi amida, what does that mean? Tana, bein lechol kur v'kur, v'chein, tana, kein lechol kur v'kur, for no matter how many kurim he gave you, each kur you take off this much. And v'chein lechol shana v'shana, this is how much you deduct for each year. Each year and every single kur you have a right to deduct this much. Omer Reb Yechon ben Nuri. Yechon ben Nuri says no. You only deduct from the first kur that he gave you. Because more than that, the mice do not eat. So Reb Yechon ben Nuri says very good. What's Tana Tanakama? Tanya, we learned. Omer Reb Yechon. The Tanakama, the Rabbanan, said that's Reb Yechon. Listen. Har be oivdois mehen. It's not only a svara that the mice eat it, but it gets lost. Chveis, he has to move it around in his house, move it here, move it there. A lot of it gets lost. And harbe mispazrizim, a lot of it gets scattered around. So it's not only because of the mice. So therefore, that's the Sforno Tanakama, that no matter how many kurim he gave you, you have a right to deduct from each kur this measurement. Because the Meister, it gets lost throughout the year. Tani will learn like this. Oh, what's the whole shell of the Mishnah? When do we say this year in the Mishnah that if somebody gave you a kur of chitim to watch, so when you return it to him, you have a right to take off this year of Tisha Chatzoyin Kabin? When is this learned? She'ir v'nim pei roisov. We're talking about when you took that kur of wheat and you mixed it into your own kur. So now you can't stop say give back the kur because it's not alone, it's all mixed up into yours. So now we have to know how much was missing. Let's say when the person gave you a kur of chitim to watch, you put it in one corner. Then shita oimulo, you just say to the owner, here it is, here's yours. No matter how much is missing, no matter how much is there, shita, you have to give it back to the owner. He's our Mishnah talking about where you can't say, stop, take it. Because he mixed up his, with the Shema mixed it up with his own. For the Gemara, so what? Even he mixed it up with his own Paris, my heavy, what happened? Less of the day, come heaven still. Let's see, how much did he have before? So now see, he had one kur, and he put in one kur now. So again, divide it up in half. What's the shayla also? So Gemara says, Benistapik. No, he only used up some. So he does not know exactly how much is missing. For the Gemara still, Velechta Kamiyastapik. Let's see how much he used. If he used one kur, and he originally had two of his own, and he put one of the balabosses, so there's two left, he should divide it in half again. So Gemara says, no, the case is, to Layadi Kamiyastapik. He does not know how much he used up. Therefore, in such a case where the Shomer took what he's watching and mixed it up with his own, and he doesn't know how much he has left of his own, so in such a case you don't know how much to return, how much was missing throughout the year, that's the Mishnah teaching us that if you were watching a Kur of Chitim, you have a right to deduct Tisha Chatzoy Kabin. That's a normal loss that got lost throughout the year. Yehuda says, Im Hoysa Midam Ruba, if he gave it to you a large sum, then you don't take off anything. Must says, "Kama mi debruva." What's called a large sum that you don't have to take off? Amar Rabbi Bar Bechonim Rabbi Yechonon Asara Kurun. If he gave you 10 kurus to watch, Tani Nami Yechonon will learn like this also. Kama mi debruva. What's called a large measurement? Asara Kurun. If he gave you 10 kurus to watch, Tani Tona Kaima de Rav Nachman. The Tani learned in front of Rav Nachman. B'ned Devar Mamurim. When was this said? Shemodad Loi Mitoch Gornoi. Where he measured it off from his own garden,
which means he used the measuring cup, so the measuring thing that's used by the silon, by the storing place, and the hechzaloi mitoich garnoi, and he returned it to the owner also with the same type of a measuring cup that he used again by his storing place. Avobot modad loi mitoich garnoi. He first received the shomer, received the peris, and the owner gave it to him in the measuring that was done by the storage. The hechzaloi, but now the shomer returns it back to the owner mitoich beisai, from its house, meaning from the measurements that they use inside a house, which is much smaller. So in such a case, any yotzlei chesroinus, then the shomer does not deduct anything that was lost in between, mifnei shemaisirus, because the meiser, the shomer, is gaining on the deal, like he's giving back in a smaller measuring cup than he really received it. So the shomer is gaining a lot, therefore he does not deduct the meiserus. He does not deduct what was chaser in between. So this Gemara says, could that be the pshat amalei v'chi b'shutfani yaskin? Are we talking about a fool over here? Like, is the owner a fool? The yoyvilei b'kala rabba. The owner gives the shomer to watch in a big barrel. In other words, a bigger measurement. V'shakli, and then does the owner take it back? V'kaili zut in a small measuring? Like, the owner's losing out. We can't say that's pshat over here. Of course the owner would not accept it back in such a small measuring. So the Gemara says, the pshat is dilma b'yemais ha'gurin karmat. We're talking about different times, different seasons. It's like this. When do we say you have to deduct what was lost in between? Where he gave it to you at the time when you store it. And he returns it to you in the same time, in the same season.
Alright, turn over.
Let's say the owner gives it to you in the summertime. And now the shomer returns it in the summer, in the winter time, in rainy season, and the then the shomer does not deduct the missing parts in between. Because the fact you're returning it now in the rainy season, the pears, the fruits blow up a little bit. So again, you're giving back really less than you really took. So therefore, you don't deduct the chesaron that equals out. Papa said back, Labayim came, if so, you're telling me now that in the rainy season, the wheat like blows up and becomes a little bit bigger, if so, lifka kada. so then the barrel should burst. Like you stuffed up the barrel in, when you stored it. So if you tell me now in the rainy season it blows up, the barrel should bust. So once that's true, have a yuvdu poker card that happened once, that the barrel busted. The boy said, another teretz says, mishu mitzutza. I tell you, it's different. Since it's dark, since you press down all the wheat together, when you store it, so when you press it down, that stops it from blowing, blowing up. But really, when you're returning it, though, you return it when it's blown up a little bit. Therefore, you do not have to, you have no right to deduct what was missing in between, because otherwise you're gaining too much. Because the fruits that you got were much smaller, the pears. So you're turning now bigger ones that blew up, you're not returning the same thing really that I gave you. So therefore, you do not deduct the chesroinus. Now the Mishnah says, Yoytzi le shtus le yayin. If somebody gives you wine to watch, so when you return it, you have a right to take off 1/6 for what was missing in between. Rabbi Yudu Mechamish, Rabbi Yudu says no, 1/5 you have a right to take off. We'll see in the Gemara, because that's how much of the wine gets dissolved inside the barrel. So therefore, you only have to return either 1/6 less or 1/5. If you're a shamer on 100 lug of oil, when you return it, you have a right to deduct 3 lugim. Why 3 lugim? Because lug o machza shemarim, a lug and a half, you have a right to deduct for the shemarim, for a sediment that falls at the bottom, and that you're not returning. And lug o machza bala, and a lug and a half of the shemen that was dissolved inside the barrel. So therefore, when you return it to the owner, you have a right to deduct 3 lugim. Now, what's going to be in Mahoya Shemen Mezukok? Let's say the owner, when he gave it to you, he gave you pure oil to watch. There was no shmarim there. So now when you return it, you have no right to deduct a lug and a half for the shmarim because there were no shmarim. So you only deduct a lug and a half because of the oil that was dissolved in the barrel. But what's going to be in Mahoya Kankanim Yishonim? Let's say you put it into your old barrels that already was dissolved, and like it's filled up already. No, even when you put new oil in now, it does not absolve in the barrel. So in any yotzalei bala, then you have no right to deduct the luga machza for what's supposed to be dissolved in the barrel, because here this old barrel was already sapped in already all that it could take. So nothing new goes in. Reb Yudah says, af hamoicha shemen mezukuk lechaveroi. Even if somebody sells to his friend pure oil, kol yimoisa shana the whole year, throughout the whole year, also harayz de mekabel olav. When the buyer receives it, he has to accept upon himself lugu machzah shmarim lameya, like that the owner has the right to deduct a lug and a half to a hundred lugim to deduct this much for the shmarim that was really supposed to be there. In other words, if I tell you I'll sell you pure oil, I'll sell you 100 lug of pure oil, when I really give it to you, I have a right to deduct a lug and a half, because that's how much shmarim was supposed to be in this barrel, in this oil. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what he have right to deduct it for. The Chura, that's the condition you made. You made a condition that you're selling him 100 lug of a shemen zakuk, pure oil. So why do you have a right to deduct it all? This we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, v'lei pligi. In the ratio of this Mishnah, the Machloket Tanakam says they have a right to deduct 1/6. And Yehudi says, no, you can only deduct a fifth. You can deduct a fifth. So the Gemara says, v'lei pligi, there's no real Machloket. I'll tell you, Maki Yasri, each one goes according to his city where they're living in. Biasra de mar chofa bekira. In the place of the Tanakama, they used to smear the inside of the barrel with wax. It doesn't dissolve so much. It doesn't go into the barrel. Therefore, you can only deduct 1/6. But biasra de mar in the Yehuda's place, chofa bechufra, they smear the inside of the barrel with like tar. Or ma'itz tve, it dissolves much more. Therefore, you have a right to deduct even a fifth. The boy is saying, another terrorist is, I'll tell you, Mishum Gagishta. So it depends what type of a clay, like what type of an earthly barrel it was made out of. Ho maitzitfei, beholle maitzitfei. In this place, it was more absolved, so therefore you could deduct 1/5. And the other one, no, it doesn't absolve so much into the barrel. Therefore, you only have right to deduct 1/6. Now the Gemara says, Nu halacha, that Piyasfred Reb Yehuda, in Reb Yehuda's town, Rami Aboyim Vitimni Kuza, they used to pour like 48 kuzas, like a jug, Vidana, inside a barrel. In other words, the barrel there took 48 jug loads. Ozel Dana Vishisa Zuz. Now, how much did they used to buy this barrel, the whole barrel with the 48 kuz inside it? It used to cost 6 zuz.